So in that, I want to also talk about being willing to go to any lengths. And in this disease, I have found that a lot of people think I'm crazy. They don't think I'm as crazy now some of the time. But I have my moments where somebody thinks I'm crazy. I touched on that a little bit, I think, last night. But, you know, that idea that I need to call my sponsor. I had a dear, wonderful dear friend who was also my sponsor for a long period of time, another person. And he used to say that if he went to a gathering and things got a little tense and he wasn't feeling at peace, that he would excuse himself and say, you know, I've got to make a quick call to a sick friend. And he'd call somebody in program and tell them what was going on. Isn't that great? That's a surrender. That's a big surrender. But, you know, that's one of the things I need to remember. And actually, I went to visit my son and daughter-in-law and those little darling grandchildren. And they eat pretty healthy, but they don't eat like I do. And so we ate the meal, and I ate part of it because part of it was okay for me. And then I said, you know, I need to go for a little walk. And I did. But I went for a little walk to the health food store and finished my meal. And I came back, and my daughter-in-law said, well, how was your walk? And I said, you know, I've just got to be clear. I've just got to be honest. And here is this woman who is just this tiny little lady, and I'm sure has no concept of what I'm talking about. I fessed up. I told her, you know, the meal we had wasn't according to what my meal plan is. And I needed to go to whatever that place is. I think it's called DeBoer's in Bend, Oregon. I said, I needed to go to DeBoer's and finish my meal. Oh, God, was that humiliating. And she said, oh, okay, you know, like, didn't I serve enough? Can you imagine? I had all of those feelings around that, but I had to surrender to the truth. Because if I didn't admit right then and there, I was a compulsive overeater, and that was the reason I had to go for a walk, I was going to carry the lump. And that's what this is about. It's getting rid of the lump. Whether it's in your stomach or your heart or your throat or your head, it's about getting rid of the lump. And I've got kind of a funny story, but it's not real funny, but it's kind of funny. I came to this retreat. Oh, it's been many years ago. I'll share with you tomorrow why I hadn't been here for a while. And I came to this retreat, and I knew a lot of people here, and was having a wonderful time. Well, there was this one lady that had come to the Tacoma meetings for a while. She couldn't quite get abstinent. Really just couldn't quite get it. And she came to this retreat. And so I hadn't really noticed her too much. I was enjoying my friends, I have to admit. And it was about this time, it was the Saturday afternoon, and I'd gone to my room and I was coming back, and she was in her car driving out. And I said, hey, and I went up to her and I said, what are you doing? Where are you going? She says, I gotta leave. These people are crazy. She did. And, you know, that's going to any lengths. We've got to do what we've got to do to fulfill that commitment of abstinence so that we are non-toxic. That's the surrender. And receive the gift of recovery and the connection with our higher power. It's got to be a balance. We got to do it. And how that first piece looks might look one way for the first 10 years and another way the second. That doesn't matter. It's that. We know what it is. We have boundaries and definition, and we know. You know, we have a real disadvantage with this disease. put the cork in the bottle. Don't bring it home. We don't drink at my house. Easy. Isn't that easy? What do you do about the food? I had a couple of years where they all came home, they all came for Christmas, and we had no sweets. No sweets, damn it. My husband, when I came into program, was still flying. And he had all these things that you would eat, take with you, so that, you know, if you get hungry, you eat. And I said, you know, honey, you're going to have to put those someplace that I don't know where they are. I just don't want to see them, you know. I'm not threatened about them at this moment, but it's just not a healthy thing for me. I had replaced his snacks when he was to go on a flight. I can't tell you how many times. Kind of like the Halloween candy. Anybody have any Halloween candy stories? Okay. I've said enough. I know you understand. So it's about going to any lengths, and it's about the honesty of what that means for us, what it means for me, and being willing. It doesn't mean that I go into teaching seniors and say, hey, I'm in a 12-step program, and I'm a compulsive overeater, and blah, blah, blah. But they all know I don't eat sugar, I don't eat white flour. They all know that I am a vegetable eater, so if we have a potluck, chances are I'm either not going to eat or I'm bringing the food. They all know that about me. And if there's somebody struggling with that kind of issue that I see, I simply say, I tried a support group, and it works, and I've been there for many years. And if they ask me, what support group? I tell them. Because I get that one, I put that one little seed in. And then that little seed, if they want it to grow, they'll ask me. And that's how I overlay or combine working in a fitness world with where I am, with my own emotional and spiritual and physical surrender. So,